When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
That's right.
Going to New Orleans.
Book the trip.
Yeah!
Get the car with Hugh, Ike.
I was getting ready to say, why are we playing this?
Yes. Because we're going to New Orleans.
I got it now. I got it.
You think Jared Goff is going to be the first quarterback in NFL history to take two separate teams to the Super Bowl?
We are.
Woody?
No. Kurt Warner did it.
Yeah.
But it sounded good when I said it.
We're at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly. Tonight and every Monday night, 6 o'clock, is the Brandon Graham Show. Then the Players Lounge with Ike and Hugh Douglas and Elliot Shore Parks. This week's guest will be Jordan Mailata, who is eligible to practice starting today. And they could make him he could play on Thursday. He could come off IR on Thursday. So we're hoping that Elliot just pesters him into answering that question about whether he's going to play tonight. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Our football team is chasing a championship ring. Make her feel like a world champion every day with a ring from Marks. Marks-Jewelers.com. Are the Eagles Super Bowl contenders? Ike, what do you think the vote is at?
Today?
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. What do you think the number's at?
I'm going to go 73%.
Dude, look.
Boom!
73% on the money.
Where are the haters at?
Yeah. Well, speaking of which, before
I'm not a hater.
You are.
I'm thrilled.
Let me tell you, I can see it. I'm actually concerned about you.
Thank you.
To be honest with you. You are hosting on a Philadelphia sports radio station, the flagship of the Eagles, and I feel a bad vibe from you after games like yesterday. So where are you?
Where'd you get that?
Yeah, I wonder. I could feel it in your text messages last night. I could feel it when I saw you this morning.
Damn, Jack.
Yeah, it's there. So where are you with Jalen, Jack?
Here's where I'm at with Jalen. I've never seen a quarterback have an easier job than Jalen. As long as he doesn't screw it up, which he was starting to do in the first half, they're going to be fine. I mean, we talk about, I think we're going to start comparing this team to 22, and I think rightfully so. You know, that team started to bludgeon teams, you know, for really the whole entire season. Mm-hmm. They don't have Hassan Reddick. They don't have Javon Hargrave, where they're getting to the quarterback all the time. You can make the case everything else on defense is better.
Or at least equal.
Like, you'd probably take, I mean, Bond versus TJ Edwards is a pretty good debate.
That's a toss-up. That's the same guy.
I
love TJ Edwards as a linebacker.
I think I like N'Kobe more than I like Kaiser White. In fact, Kaiser White got off to a hot start and then cooled off. I like these corners more, maybe because they're younger and homegrown, but I just – and Bradbury.
Oh, yeah, Slay and Bradbury. They were good.
They were good. But offensively, a huge difference. I mean, Miles Sanders, again, was really good that year. But he went from that to Saquon Barkley.
He wasn't Saquon, though.
I mean, I think Saquon has set the tone in a couple games this year. One was the Giants game where he took the ball and ran the guy over, and I think that set the tone. And then yesterday, it's just stuck out so evidently to me. It's a 3rd-and-6 screenplay, looks like a dead play, and the Cowboys defenders are so afraid they're backpedaling.
Oh, I wish he had scored there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For multiple reasons. But yeah.
Multiple.
His odds
I can think
are
of one.
Yeah, his odds are just not good.
I can think of one.
Yeah, for multiple reasons.
Yeah.
It was such a subtle, great play.
Yes.
It was.
He didn't even look like.
Yeah.
He just, oh, I'm going to spin here.
Split two defenders, make them run into each other.
Yep.
And then basically his first contact, then he drives them like 3 or 4 more yards to the 1 yard line for the tush push.
I really.
On the first down, by the way. First down, tush push. We couldn't wait till fourth down.
And it also shows if you get him the ball in space, like the screen passes do, you get him the ball in space, he's a hard guy to tackle. He's a hard guy to even touch. So as much as we love him running in between the tackles, just as the passing game just evolves a little bit and they're able to, week by week, get that the screen pass going, get the play action going a little bit, the ability to get Saquon the ball in space. First of all, I think there are touches that are going to be less grinding on him physically, but they also put him in a position to make plays like he did with
that
one.
Put him one-on-one with them damn cornerbacks out there. They don't want to tackle him.
Again, he's obviously strong, but I always thought he's more of a finesse guy.
Yeah.
And watched him in New York.
That's what he looked like.
He said before the game yesterday, he got the contract and he started feeling comfortable again, jumping over people and, I guess, putting his body more on the line.
Listen.
Which you like, but...
Yeah.
But also, you want you for 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, really.
Well, at least two.
Yeah, 14 touches yesterday. I like it.
No.
14? Well, 14 rushes, one catch.
No. Oh, that's what I saw, yeah.
Yep. So I thought it was 16 rushes, but whatever it was right around there. Mm-hmm.
Less than 20, which is a win.
But less than – it was 30 the week before, so I will take 16.
No fourth quarter touches. Loved it.
Are the Eagles a Super Bowl contender? 215-592-9494. Derek and Paoli, you're on WIP.
How you doing?
What's up, Derek?
So this is the point I was trying to make with the Eagles, right? And I don't want to talk about last year, but I just feel like even with Jalen's turnovers, they kind of like stay together more this year. You know what I'm saying? And that's what gives me like a lot more hope for this year, because like they could have last year, they would have folded up. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In that game,
when they did fold up late in the season.
Like, certainly the second half.
Even in the Green Bay game, we had like two early turnovers in the red zone. And, like, the defense bailed us out. I just feel like the team is, like, playing for the team. So whatever they had going on last year, like, I feel like that is gone now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, and I think you have to give you have to give Jalen credit for – I would imagine on some level last year, if he does that, then because he is not the vocal leader that he's been this year, then maybe the players on defense – resent it a little bit more than they do this year. I think if they're together and he screws up and he is seen as a leader, they want to fight and make sure that screw up doesn't cost him the game. And that is the advantage of him forcing himself to be more vocal this year.
Wasn't as connected last year.
Yeah.
QB, listen.
Quick, before y'all cut me off.
Go ahead.
Did you hear Steph Joyner this morning on the morning show?
I heard a little bit of him.
So, like, that's kind of where I always been with Jalen. Like, there's other quarterbacks that, like, they definitely look better than him. Like, there's some that are just whatever. But I just feel like when Steph Joyner said, not all quarterbacks aren't going to play great the whole game. Like, they that's why they have punters and they have field goal kickers, because everything is going to always go according to plan. But I do feel like we do, I guess because we're here, we are – really critical of Jalen, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
For a lot of other reasons. I feel like some people, I ain't gonna say anybody's names, but I feel like some people, they just hate on him because they like attention. Like, if you don't think Jalen Hurts is a good quarterback, then you just like attention. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna say he's a great quarterback, but he's a good quarterback who you could definitely win with. And he has already proven that. And there's guys that put up way better numbers that haven't been where he's already been. That's where I'm at with
And there's something to be said for that. I think, and what I was teasing you about earlier, appreciate the call, what I was teasing you about earlier, Spike, about you coming over and sort of coming over to this side of things, I think what I was ultimately teasing you about is that I believe you can have – you can put faith in Jalen as our quarterback without having the unrealistic expectations of, I need him to hit – this benchmark, in order for me to view him as one of those quarterbacks I can go win with. I think there's enough evidence out there that you can win with him. But it doesn't mean his game comes without flaws.
Right.
Like, so there's going to be times where what he does in a game deserves criticism. It just is. And I think we got to get over – and I'm not talking about you. I mean those that are quote-unquote pro-Jalen fans. We got to get over being sensitive about people pointing out things that are evident to us. like we got to get over that part of it and not always make excuses. Because I guarantee you that doesn't do him any good. And I'm glad – and I also think this, Mike. I think they've coached Jalen different this year than they did last year. And to his credit, he's responded to that coaching as opposed to shutting people down and blocking people out and thinking he knows it all. I love the kid. I've gained trust in him. But QB1 got new money last year, and he was smelling himself. That happens.
Sure.
You go to the Super Bowl. You're young. You get a $250 million extension. You sign with Jordan Brand. You're this place. You're at award shows. You're doing this. You're doing that. And I don't know if everybody felt like he was connected last year. This year, he didn't have all that stuff this offseason. And he made a conservative effort to connect. So I say all that to say, when he wasn't playing well earlier, he had earned the trust and respect of his teammates and the support of his teammates, as opposed to they're like, dude, that's you. You fix it. That's right. On you. You fix it.
Yeah, you didn't want to talk to me all year long.
Yeah.
What do I have to deal with you now?
Yeah, so I think that allowed him to sort of get out of his funk. Just like yesterday. They didn't say, oh, here we go again. Turnovers. They weren't deflated. That's why he went up to him and he thanked every defensive player. That stuff builds up cachet with the rest of your teammates. He's making that conservative effort to stay connected to his teammates. He's going to have bad series, a bad play, a bad game. But if you all stick together, you can all overcome it. Or you lose together. Either way, you're together. And that's how we had Donovan's back. That's how we had Donovan's back. We knew every game wasn't pretty. But you weren't about to talk about our quarterback. And we weren't going to call him out or anything of that nature. That stuff didn't start happening until later in his career. Guys that grew with him as a player and knew him from the beginning, we rolled with him. And that's what Jalen should have as a quarterback here. And I feel like that's where it's at now.
Yeah, I think where I would put it is this. And I've compared him to Ben Simmons a bunch.
Yeah.
And the reason being is that Ben Simmons was never willing to acknowledge the things that he wasn't good at. And anytime people pointed them out, and his defenders would do the same thing too, to your point about Jalen, anytime you would point those things out, they would go, hey, he's all defense. Hey, he made the All-Star team. But you would go, I know, but he's the point guard, and he can't shoot free throws, and he can't do this, and he can't do that. And it, forgetting about the fans, his acknowledgement of those things prevented him. And by the way, that attitude that he...
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
He had publicly, he had privately a lot too. So the players on the team, Embiid would look at him and go, I'm 7'1", 275, and I'm standing on the perimeter for you. The least you could do is work on your free throws and acknowledge that maybe you're not. So take that to Jalen. Jalen, and by the way, Ben was never going to be a great shooter. He was never going to be a great three-point shooter. He was never going to be a great free throw shooter, but he could have been better.
Could have been better.
So getting to Jalen. So Jalen's deficiencies, look, if you made me build a quarterback in the lab, the quarterback would be a better pure passer than Jalen is. If I'm sitting there watching, that's the kind of quarterback I want. But this is the kind of quarterback we have. And to his deficiencies, if he goes from a 3 in those things to a 5 or a 6, that might be enough.
Right.
It's not perfect. Mm-hmm. It's not exactly what you want at exactly every time. And when he screws it up, you have to point it out because it might prevent them from winning. But if Ben had gone from a 2 or 3 of those things to a 5 or 6, he would probably be a Hall of Famer.
Well, he got Hall of Fame talent without question.
Right.
Yeah, he had Hall of Fame talent.
Right. And that's why I look at Jalen. And, again, is this exactly how I would design a quarterback? It is not. And the things that he's not good at do make me nervous when I'm thinking about a playoff game or a shootout or any of those things. However, we are where we are. He is who he is.
Exactly.
And he has taken steps. And what I would believe today that I might not have believed in week one is that he knows that those two turnovers were bad.
Mm-hmm.
He knows that holding the ball when he held the ball were bad.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't mean that next week he's going to be great at those things, but at least he is aware of them. So there's something that goes off in his head and says, and I think that may have even happened yesterday in the middle of the game, you know, thinking to himself, wait a minute, what the hell's going on here? Because him before that drive at the end of the first half and that drive and after was a different player yesterday.
Here's what's great about the the great sport of football. It's the greatest team sport out. And there have been quarterbacks with less ability than Jalen that have won a Super Bowl because they've had a team around them, they had good coaching around them, and those coaches knew the limitations of that player, and they also knew where his areas of strengths were. And they played to those things, and they tried to stay away from other things, and they coached him up on the areas where he has to make the correct decisions at clutch times. And they went on to win titles. They went on to win titles. Just look at the quarterbacks that have won Super Bowls. You can find some where you can say, well, he might be slightly better than Jay because he won, but he ain't have. It's not like he's Patrick Mahomes, and this. You know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah, not every quarterback that wins a Super Bowl is Tom Brady or Patrick
Mahomes.
Exactly. Now, a lot of times it is, but not every single time.
Well, that's because Brady won a lot of them. Yeah, those two won a lot of them.
And the truth is,
the Bradshaws. Right, great.
Roethlisberger,
yeah,
I'm not even talking about the couple of bad ones that
won. Trent Dilfer, yeah. And the Brad Johnson,
Nick Foles,
yeah, stop
Nick
it.
Foles, no,
yeah,
Nick
but
Foles, Nick, I mean, Nick, that's another good example. He got hot. He was great in that game.
But sure,
talent wise, you mean to tell me Nick Foles is a more talented quarterback than Jalen?
And the truth is
or Tom Brady.
There's only one Patrick Mahomes right now. There's
right.
only one. So every other team's going to have, Eagles included, are going to have to try to win a Super Bowl without Patrick Mahomes.
Yes.
And there's only one Josh Allen. And yeah. Every other team's going to have to try to win a Super Bowl without a guy that has every single physical tool you could probably want.
And Lamar's going to prove it.
Yes.
Lamar's about to be a three-time MVP and hasn't done squat on the playoffs.
Hold off on the MVP talk. It changes. Believe me, Jalen was number one at this time last year.
It sure does.
So it changes. I'll say this. That's why I don't complain about the talent we've surrounded him with.
Sure.
That's why I don't complain about that.
Because you're looking at it realistically. Yeah.
We need it.
Right. Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, we need the talent.
Yes.
If we want to win a championship, we need that type of talent.
Absolutely. 215-592-9494. Dan in Atlantic City. You're on WIP. What's up, Dan?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up, Dan?
So first thing I want to say is I think we should have a blackout this Thursday.
Oh, why?
Are we doing blackout?
I just think, just like the vibe there when it's a blackout.
It's a night game.
Yeah,
we're not wearing black. You know, that's a real question.
We don't know yet.
Oh, okay.
But this guy, he's calling for a blackout.
Oh, okay.
We know it's not going to be Kelly Green because it's not that. So it could be a black uniform.
I would like a blackout for the division lead against Washington at home night game. I wouldn't mind a blackout.
Yep. There you go.
Yeah.
So I like the adjustment Kellen Moore made yesterday because, you know, Dallas knows his offense, and obviously they had a plan for him going in. And in the beginning, we looked pretty slow against it, and he made the adjustment, and then we just took over for the rest of the game.
I don't.
You know, adjustment.
Was there an adjustment?
They told Jalen to stop turning the ball over.
Yeah, yeah.
And they got out of the sun.
I think all running quarterbacks are going to hold the ball too long. That's just all mobile quarterbacks will hold the ball too long. You're not going to get over it, and sometimes they make mistakes, and sometimes they don't.
And guess what? We're going to complain about it when they make mistakes.
Yeah, because. When it happens in the NFC Championship game and he holds the ball too long and fumbles.
We're not going to say, that just happens because he's an athletic quarterback. We got to accept that.
I know, but they just try and hold the ball longer so they can make a play with their feet or do something, you know? They all do it.
Well, he had times where he held the ball. He wasn't making a play with his feet. He was just holding the ball.
And the next couple weeks, we got a couple more mobile quarterbacks. We're pretty much facing our offense next couple weeks, so I hope we do good against them.
You and me both, Dan. Yeah, I hope so, too. Yeah,
Washington offense will be a handful.
Yes. Or the Baltimore offense will be a handful.
Offense, yeah.
I mean,
the Rams, they'll have, if they have Cooper Kupp and Puka Nacua with Kyren Williams, that's a nice offense, too.
Yeah.
Matthew Stafford.
Yep, and I think they're close to top 10 in offense with all those guys getting hurt. So the Eagles are facing three really good offenses in a row. Washington's a really good offense. I think they're top five. Baltimore's number one. And the Rams, I think you can sort of throw out the fact that they have survived the first half of this season has put them in a different category than I think their record shows.
Yes.
And if they beat – they play Miami tonight, right? If they beat Miami, that's a real team to worry
about.
That's
going to be one of these hot teams you don't want to face late
in
the season.
Yes. They will be a team that gets it together. Louie in Nebraska, who's not actually in Nebraska, you're on WIP. What's up, Louie?
What's going on, baby?
What's up,
Louie?
Hey, can I get some Ike juice, man?
Oh, yeah. We're back.
Buzz?
There you go, Buzz. They must have been drinking that Ike juice.
It didn't move positions on the board, Buzz.
First off,
we didn't even get through the first hour. Nice try for a flawless game for Buzz, the Jalen Hurts of WIB.
Hey, by the way, since I'm coming for Chuck's spot in the afternoon, I'll just warn Buzz next time I want some Ike juice.
No,
don't do that.
fellas, I think we are a Super Bowl contender, and here's why. Number one, I feel like we Kansas City is what we were last year, and I feel like we are Kansas City this year. As far as we're not playing as great, but we're starting to heat up, and the only month that matters in football is December. Now, even though we're in November now, we're starting to get a little groove. Now, I understand that we're not playing great teams. Ike, when you play Ramblewood, no offense to Jaws, but when you play Ramblewood, that doesn't get you ready for Marion. Okay? That doesn't get you ready for Marion. So, listen, we just need to keep building
our
momentum.
You have to pick that course. There's plenty of other courses.
I understand that, but, you know, Ike is in South Jersey, so I just wanted to get him close to, you know.
Oh, yeah,
I know.
So I just need you guys to get ready and see that we're building up. Now, the X factor, as we all know, is Saquon. I mean, that little loss that he should have had and took it down to the one, that was like, man, Tiger Woods hitting a flop shot over the bunker. Like, golly, now I'm not going to say Saquon's Tiger. But that was like, oh, my God.
Well, he plays a real sport, unlike Tiger.
Spike, do you agree with these the golf assessments?
Yeah. Enough golf comparisons. Holy cow. Why don't you talk about a chess master?
Spike, this is all part of the segment here. Lou from Nebraska Golf.
Two-thirds of the show really much appreciates it. One-third's a hater.
Not a hater. This is a sports radio show, not a game radio show. Why don't you tell me about esports, too, Louie?
Oh, man. Anyway, I'm excited. These next 3 out of 4 games, obviously we can throw away Carolina because they're trying to get the number one.
Hey, man, they're getting hot.
I think they're going to show us what team we have. And I just need Smitty to get more involved, okay, especially early. That's going to open up our deep threat, Brown and Saquon. So, listen, I'm really excited. If I could marry a crawfish, I would, because I went to school in Louisiana. And yeah, guys, you're going to take it. So,
all right.
And Ike knows what I'm talking about. You know,
Ike knows what I'm talking about.
Ike does know what I'm talking
speaking
about.
Of deep
love
balls,
you, fellas.
All right, Louie.
Speaking of deep balls to AJ.
Yeah.
Seed.
That was a dime.
Seed.
He's got one a game where I'm like, all right.
Oh, yeah. Seed.
By the way,
the one where he rolled to the left. And I got a lot of questions about the whole throwing the ball back across the middle of the field late.
Did it again.
It's a little different, though, this time.
Yeah.
Because he actually set his feet.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he rolled to the left, and he had enough time to kind of set his feet and then hit AJ. He wasn't throwing it necessarily on the move.
AJ, a remarkably quiet, you know, just 5 catches, 109
yards. 109
yards. Yeah, no big deal.
Monster.
He was weird yesterday. Like, he just wasn't reacting to anything. I couldn't tell, like, what that was. I couldn't tell if he was mad he was injured again or hurt again.
Is he like you, Jack? Is he upset the Eagles are playing well?
Is he upset with the quarterback? Never mind.
Yeah. Dude,
he looked oddly upset all game yesterday. And I couldn't tell. I thought so. It was weird. I thought it was weird. He didn't get up and celebrate at all. He put the ball down.
Yeah, it wasn't the normal AJ visually, but you only really see what the TV cameras are showing you, too. So I don't know. But Jack mentioned that, and I was like, yeah, you know what? You're right. I didn't see celebrating.
I got to go back and watch it.
Yeah. See, people got to watch the game through my lens.
Yeah. Talk about that, too. So you mentioned Jalen thanking the defensive players. Mm-hmm. We'll actually play that audio for you next. It was after a Jalen turnover, and it was a really good piece of audio. So we will play that next. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.